Do you agree that it is totally, completely, and entirely contrary to the truth taught by the infallible Catholic Church for anyone to teach that Jesus Christ is the Supreme Pontiff? How, in the name of truth, honesty, and love of the Catholic liturgy, can anyone continually, perversely, and obstinately be pertinacious in accusing Pope Pius XII of teaching that the Sovereign Pontiff is actually Jesus Christ? Bishop Giles, can you not see that if Pope Pius XII actually taught what you and Bishop Rosales claim he teaches, then Pope Pius XII would have taught the exact opposite of the faith of the Catholic Church as taught in her liturgy? Do you agree that it is impossible for the Vicar of Jesus Christ to teach heresy in his dogmatic encyclical Mystici Corpus Christi? Therefore, how could Pope Pius XII ever teach that Jesus Christ is a Sovereign Pontiff? Cannot everyone see that the infallible Catholic Church absolutely, without the least doubt, teaches that the Pope is the Supreme Pontiff? Do you agree that in paragraph 48 of Mediator Dei, Pope Pius XII used the words Sovereign Pontiff to mean the Pope? Continuing on in paragraph 55 of Mediator Dei, we read, quote, other manifestations of piety have also played their circumstantial part in this same liturgical development. Among them may be cited the public pilgrimages to the tombs of the martyrs prompted by motives of devotion, the special periods of fasting instituted for the same reason, and lastly, in this gracious city of Rome, the penitential recitation of the litanies during the station processions, in which even the Sovereign Pontiff frequently joined. Unquote from that part of Mediator Dei. If the Sovereign Pontiff is actually Jesus Christ, then please explain how and why he does not always join the processions, but only frequently. Do you agree that every Catholic who reads paragraph 55 will know the truth that the Sovereign Pontiff is only another name for the Pope? Next we read in paragraph 58 of Mediator Dei, quote, it follows from this that the Sovereign Pontiff alone enjoys the right to recognize and establish any practice touching the worship of God, to introduce and approve new rites, as also to modify those he judges to require modification. Unquote. If Jesus Christ is the Sovereign Pontiff rather than the Pope, then please explain how Jesus Christ goes about 1. Establishing any practice touching the worship of God, 2. Introducing and approving new rites, 3. Modifying those that require modification. Notice how Pope Pius XII does not put the letter, quote, H, unquote, in uppercase, he, as he would have done had he actually meant to teach that it is not the Pope, but Jesus Christ who is the Sovereign Pontiff. Again, do you believe every Catholic who reads paragraph 58 will know that the title Sovereign Pontiff is only another name for the Pope? In paragraph 65, we see that Pope Pius XII leaves no doubt whatsoever that it is not Jesus Christ, but the Sovereign Pontiff who is the successor of St. Peter. We see that it is Jesus Christ who charges the Sovereign Pontiff with the task of feeding the flock. Quote, in every measure taken, then, let proper contact with the ecclesiastical hierarchy be maintained. Let no one arrogate to himself the right to make regulations and impose them on others at will. only the sovereign pontiff as the successor of St. Peter, charged by the divine Redeemer with the feeding of his entire flock, and with him, in obedience to the apostolic see, the bishops, whom the Holy Ghost has placed to rule the Church of God, have the right and the duty to govern the Christian people. Consequently, venerable brethren, whenever you assert your authority, even on occasion with wholesome severity, you are not merely acquitting yourself of your duty, you are defending the very will of the founder of the Church. Unquote from that part of Mediator Dei. Next, we will read from Ad Caeli Reginam, Encyclical of Pope Pius XII. Quote, moreover, Epiphanius, the Bishop of Constantinople, writing to the Sovereign Pontiff, or Medias, says that he should pray that the unity of the Church may be preserved by the grace of the Holy and Consubstantial Trinity, and by the prayers of Mary, Our Lady, the Holy and Glorious Virgin, and Mother of God. Unquote from that part of Ad Caeli Reginam. Please explain how Jesus Christ could be the Sovereign Pontiff or Mystas. How did Epiphanius write to Jesus Christ and deliver his letter to him in heaven? Bishop Giles, are you still unconvinced that in this encyclical, Ad Caeli Reginam, Pope Pius XII is referring to a letter Epiphanius wrote to the Pope living at that time? If your right reason, common sense, and intellect clearly show you that Epiphanius wrote to the Pope living at that time, then please explain how the Sovereign Pontiff is the person of Jesus Christ rather than the Pope. You will find more proof of the truth in Ad Signorum Gentium, Encyclical of Pope Pius XII. Quote, in fact, even then, as you well know, it will be entirely necessary for your Christian community, if he wishes to be part of the society divinely founded by our Redeemer, to be completely subject to the Supreme Pontiff, Vicar of Jesus Christ on earth, and be strictly united with him in regard to religious faith and morals. With these words, and it is well to note them, is embraced the whole life and work of the Church, and also its constitution, its government, its discipline. All of these things depend certainly on the will of Jesus Christ, founder of the Church. Unquote from that part of Ad Signorum Gentium. Please note where the Pope states, Supreme Pontiff, comma, Vicar of Jesus Christ on earth. After reading the above paragraph, who will not believe the Supreme Pontiff is the Vicar of Jesus Christ on earth? If the Supreme Pontiff is actually Jesus Christ, as you and Bishop Rosales teach, then who on earth can and will explain how Jesus Christ is also the Vicar of Jesus Christ? Now, Bishop Giles, are you going to spin this teaching by saying the Vicar of Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ, just as a Catholic priest is another Christ? Completely contrary to what Pope Pius XII is teaching in this paragraph number 11. The next paragraph in Ad Signorum Gentium reads, quote, by virtue of God's will, the faithful are divided into two classes, the clergy and the laity. By virtue of the same will established the twofold sacred hierarchy, namely, of orders and jurisdiction. Besides, as has also been divinely established, the power of orders, through which the ecclesiastical hierarchy is composed of bishops, priests, and ministers, comes from receiving the sacrament of orders. But the power of jurisdiction, which is conferred upon the Supreme Pontiff directly by divine rights, flows to the bishops by the same right, but only through the successor of St. Peter, to whom not only the simple faithful, but even all the bishops must be constantly subject, and to whom they must be bound by obedience and with the bond of unity. Unquote of paragraph number 12 of Ad Sinarum Gentium. Bishop Giles, please read again how clearly His Holiness explains the distinction as to how the bishops receive the twofold sacred hierarchy. 1. The power of orders comes from receiving the sacrament of holy orders. 2. But the power of jurisdiction does not come from receiving the sacrament of holy orders. 3. Because jurisdiction flows to the bishops only through the successor of St. Peter. Unquote. Do you agree that the same Pope Pius XII, who wrote paragraph 42 of Mystici Corpus Christi, cannot be teaching therein that jurisdiction is conferred directly on bishops by Jesus Christ himself when they are consecrated? What Catholic will not acknowledge that Pope Pius XII in the above paragraph proves that the power of jurisdiction flows to the bishops only through the successor of St. Peter? Bishop Giles, I read on your website where you quoted Pope Leo XIII from Satis Cognitum attempting to support your claim that bishops receive ordinary jurisdiction directly from Jesus Christ. Quote, but if the authority of Peter and his successors is plenary and supreme, it is not to be regarded as the sole authority. For he who made Peter the foundation of the church also, quote, chose 12, whom he called apostles, unquote, Luke 6:13. And just as it is necessary that the authority of Peter should be perpetrated in the Roman pontiff, so, by the fact that the bishops succeed the apostles, they inherit their ordinary power, and thus episcopal order necessarily belongs to the essential constitution of the church. Although they do not receive plenary or universal or supreme authority, they are not to be looked upon as vicars of the Roman pontiffs, because they exercise a power really their own, and are most truly called the ordinary pastors of the peoples over whom they rule. Unquote. From Bishop Giles quoting Pope Leo XIII in Satis Cognitum. Is there a reason why you did not also quote and explain how the same Pope Leo XIII made it extremely, exceptionally, and extraordinarily clear that the apostles and their successors, the bishops, certainly did not receive the power of jurisdiction from Jesus Christ? Let us hear Jesus Christ speak to us again in Satis Cognitum. Quote, indeed, Holy Writ attests that the keys of the kingdom of heaven were given to Peter alone, and that the power of binding and loosening was granted to the apostles and to Peter. But there is nothing to show that the apostles received supreme power without Peter and against Peter. Such power they certainly did not receive from Jesus Christ. Unquote from Pope Leo XIII. Do you agree that the popes continually teach that bishops do not receive jurisdiction directly from Jesus Christ? Jurisdiction is given to bishops only through the pope. If bishops do not receive jurisdiction from a pope, then no jurisdiction is given. Therefore, they have no authority, jurisdiction, or mission. Bishop Giles has explained above. Am I correct in thinking that you and Bishop Rosales believe, or at least teach, that bishops receive ordinary jurisdiction directly from Jesus Christ at the time they are consecrated? You and Bishop Rosales teach that this ordinary jurisdiction is given only because Jesus Christ is actually the sovereign pontiff, thereby falsely claiming that the popes are never the same person as a sovereign pontiff. Are not your entire claims to ordinary jurisdiction based on your way of understanding paragraph 42 of Mystici Corpus Christi? Do you agree that your claim to have ordinary jurisdiction directly from Jesus Christ totally vanishes when it is proved that the popes are the sovereign pontiffs? I have shown that the infallible Catholic Church does in fact teach this through her popes and liturgy. I believe the information already presented proves that truth. Those who pray, study, and research will realize how very often Pope Pius XII actually taught the opposite of what you and Bishop Rosales claim he taught in paragraph 42 of Mystici Corpus Christi. Here are a few more references from Pope Pius XII. Ecclesiae Faustos teaches Catholics that, quote, St. Boniface was consecrated by the Supreme Pontiff himself, unquote. Bishop Giles, you teach that Jesus Christ is the Supreme Pontiff. Therefore, according to your statement that Jesus Christ is the Supreme Pontiff, it is Jesus Christ who consecrated St. Boniface. Is it your theology that Jesus Christ, as the Supreme Pontiff, goes about consecrating bishops? The infallible Catholic Church teaches us that Catholic bishops are consecrated by other human beings and not Jesus Christ in his person. Bishop Giles, when will you acknowledge that Jesus Christ is not the Supreme Pontiff who goes about consecrating bishops, such as St. Boniface, and who gives ordinary jurisdiction directly to bishops? If you and Bishop Rosales were actually teaching the truth, then the infallible Holy Catholic Church has erred in her liturgy, and the infallible popes have taught us errors. That would be a denial of Christ and the indefectibility and infallibility of the Church, which he has promised when he established her. To say the least, your teachings cause very serious problems and contradictions. You have established a church based on a lie, following the footsteps of all other false churches, which can neither sanctify nor save their members. Another serious problem arises if every bishop receives his jurisdiction, authority, and mission in the church directly from Jesus Christ. If everything comes directly from Jesus Christ, no bishop in the world today is a successor of any apostle. A successor is one who follows another. Some synonyms for successor are recipient, beneficiary, descendant, follower, hereditor, inheritor, next in line, the replacement. If you teach the truth, then do you agree that Jesus Christ personally and directly gave St. Boniface the power of orders and the power of jurisdiction and his authority and mission in the church? Consequently, if you teach the truth, St. Boniface might be a successor of Jesus Christ, but he was not a recipient of anything from any apostle. What did you receive from any apostle? You two bishops teach that you received nothing from any apostle, since you did not receive orders, jurisdiction, authority, or mission from any apostle. Since you therefore teach a new doctrine unheard of before, do you agree that you are not successors of the apostles? Ecclesiae Faustos also continues on to inform us, quote, 34, and in the last years of his life, when he was already an old man and broken by his labors, he humbly wrote the following to Stephen II, recently elected Supreme Pontiff, unquote. Bishop Giles, please explain why Pope Stephen II was a recently elected Supreme Pontiff if Jesus Christ is and always was a Supreme Pontiff. Fidei Donum states, quote, first of all, because insofar as the person of Christ is represented by the Sovereign Pontiff, unquote. Please do not misunderstand what Pope Pius XII teaches. The person of Christ is only represented by the Sovereign Pontiff. Do you agree that he does not teach that the Sovereign Pontiff is the same person as Jesus Christ? Arietas Aquas states how Pope Pius XII teaches that he is himself the Supreme Pontiff. Quote, when we took up our office as Supreme Pontiff, unquote, was Pope Pius XII Jesus Christ?